Well, great victory. Interesting game from a personal point of view.
Yeah, it was. It was very hard fought. You know, the team, we got behind each other. Everyone stuck together, especially with the sending off as well. It was very good. Showed our team morale. And it was an enjoyable game. It was very tough. We know what Mickey is about and his team. They're very streetwise. We know they're very direct. And it was hard for us to play our football. I know I found it hard. I couldn't get forward at all. So I actually felt like a normal defender today. But I enjoyed the occasion, yeah.
And of course, Marshall was on fire, wasn't he, at times? So you had your hands full.
Yeah, but like I don't mind marking players like him. He scored a good goal, but he wandered off into the middle, and then they changed the shape. You know, I relish any challenge. I back myself against anyone. But I enjoyed the game, like I say, and I think the lads dug in and deserved the win.
Great start, disappointing end to the first half, but then 15 seconds into the second half, must have been a great feeling when Gary Roberts mazed his way to the second goal.
Yeah, it was, because we started slow. Second half, like the last few games, you know, teams have got like more possession and like back in it. We've let them back in when we've been battering teams, as in ball retention-wise. And it was nice for us to start on the front foot and put them under pressure. With the sending off, I don't think it was, but I think he got a mix up or something with the first one, with the yellow with Ian, you know. But it's a clever foul. It's a clever foul, you know. And Charlie Raglan and Jack Broad have come in and they were immense, especially Charlie Raglan. He was brilliant and did the confidence a world of good.
You seem to pick up a knock early on. Everything okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. It's nothing, like I tried to time waste a little bit to wind a few more people up. Now I'm fine, yeah.
Yeah, did you expect the sort of reception that you got?
I did, yeah, because they don't actually know what happened, so it just makes me look like the bad person, you know. So, and obviously, the way I left and I never come out and said anything, I didn't feel as though I needed to. But it's just one of those things, you know, you just smile and it seems to annoy people even more.
10 yellow cards, it was always a needle match, but obviously it exploded at the end. What happened?
I don't know what happened. I started on the pitch, just a few words were said and stuff, and I think Armand on the bottom with their right back. I don't know what happened, and I think a few words were exchanged in the tunnel. I don't know, I think is he a French lad, is he? Or he can speak French, and he spoke to Armand in French, and Armand obviously didn't like it. But then we were walking off, we got ushered out, and we were walking off, and there was a bit of racism towards our lads. And
from the crowd, or?
Yeah, from the crowd, yeah. I think what started it was me, but obviously I'm walking towards it, so they're just shouting at me. And then obviously the lads are like, obviously we're a team, we're sticking together. And then it got out of hand, like well out of hand, and it's embarrassing, to be honest.
But you know, everybody sort of calmed down now and just reflecting back on the 3 points, no doubt.
Yeah, Gaff's had a word with us, and he's delighted with us. It was important for us to get the 3 points with the game next week being off. So it puts us into 10 points now, which is double figures after five games, which is outstanding, you know. And we've got where's our next game? Scunthorpe at home, which will be another great game. So onwards and upwards.